Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word. Welcome to Active
Jesus, as you give God the glory, please take your seats. Wow, someone say wow. There's a beautiful scripture in Mark chapter 11, verse 24. It says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." I see you receiving whatsoever you desire in the name of Jesus. For some weeks now, Pastor has been preaching about what? The prayer of faith. And as you pray the prayer of faith, you shall receive your testimony. Say amen. Mind-blowing things are happening in this church. We are receiving instant miracles. And this morning, we are going to hear some of them. So help me welcome our sister Emma Amwaku Esel from the Community 2 Center. Hallelujah. Oh, appreciate her with a clap offering. Hallelujah. Oh, keep clapping. And as you clap, you will be standing here too to testify in the name of Jesus. So introduce yourself and tell us what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Amen.
Emma Amwaku Esel.
Okay.
Community 2
Center. Community 2A Center. Yes. Okay. What has the Lord done for you?
I want to testify about the healing that God gave to my small girl.
God healed your small girl.
Yes,
how did it happen?
Abnormal cough.
Abnormal cough.
Yes.
Wow. Tell us.
Hers is abnormal because it comes less than every 2 weeks.
It comes almost every 2 weeks.
Yes. Then we need to treat it with either antibiotics then cough mixture as well.
Wow.
And without that, it will not go.
Wow.
So, last month we treated it.
Okay.
Then later than 2 weeks, it came again.
Okay.
So this time around, I decided that no. Too much of antibiotics.
Enough of the antibiotics. Someone say enough of the antibiotics.
So I decided this one I will use the mantle, the one that we did recently.
You decided that you were going to use the mantle that Bishop Sam prayed over in church.
Then I remembered the prayer of faith teachings that we are getting from our daddy.
Wow. When you come to church, you should remember the messages. Hallelujah.
So what I did was I took the mantle.
So you took the mantle.
Actually, the thing started around 12:30 in the night. So I took the mantle and placed it in her dress.
Wow.
Then started like praying for her. So as soon as I started praying, I heard a voice. Whom are you praying to? Then I shouted, God of Bishop Sam, heal a racy in Jesus' name.
Wow.
Another
when
one,
you started praying,
yes,
you heard a voice.
I just heard a voice, yes.
That so, who are you praying to?
Yes. I said, God of Bishop Sam, heal a racy in Jesus' name.
Because the cough was severe.
Severe. Three times. Then like, the voice kept coming. So I thought, God of Loyalty House, heal your mercy in Jesus' name. Three times. And at the sound of the third one, it ceased.
Wow. Oh, church, put your hands together for the Lord. You said what? God of Bishop Sam.
Heal your mercy in Jesus' name. Three times. Then, God of Loyalty House, heal your mercy in Jesus' name. Three times. And at the sound of the last call, the cough just stopped.
At the sound of the last call, the problem will cease in the name of Jesus.
And I'm somebody like, I don't receive testimonies, truly.
You don't receive testimonies.
You receive a lot of testimonies. I was so shocked that I couldn't sleep the whole night.
Wow.
I was just there, like, thinking she will cough again. So I was just wait, like,
because
looking
at her. Because the cough
was severe. It was severe. The father was like, why don't we take her to the hospital? So I said, even if you take her to the hospital, the same antibiotics, then the cough may start again. So this time around, no. So the father went out, came to the room, and said, what happened that she's sleeping?
What happened that she's not coughing again?
I just used the mantle.
Wow.
But the mantle I brought too. I was having one in the bag, then one in my like office bag.
Okay.
So he told me that, then give me the other one that you are having there.
Hey.
The extra one that you're having. So I just gave it to him.
You gave it to your husband.
Yes.
Okay.
Then I decided that Sunday I will give this testimony.
Yes.
But because of time, I couldn't.
Okay.
And the following week, Thursday, it started again.
The cough started again.
Yes. I just told myself, this one. I said this one is not coming again. So how come it has come again? Okay. The devil, you are a liar.
You are a liar.
I will still apply the mantle again.
Amen.
So I soaked the mantle in water.
Wow.
Then gave it to her. I measured 5 mL as I've been giving the cough mixture to her.
Hey,
so I just measured 5 mL.
Such faith. Oh, put your hands together. Wow.
So
she was applying her faith.
I measured 5 mL.
So you put the mantle in water.
Yes.
And then measured 5 mL.
Yes.
As though you were giving what a cough mixture.
Yes. And then I gave it to her. When she was going to school, I diluted the water that she was going to school with the mantle. Like,
when
water.
She was going to school?
Yes.
You did what?
I diluted the water that I got from the mantle with her water that she used to take it to school.
This lady has a lot of faith. Oh.
So I just said, no, this testimony, I might give the testimony. But while she's still coughing, I can't give the testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So by Sunday, the cough should
be. The cough has to cease.
Yes. And to the glorification of God, everything has ceased now.
Hallelujah.
No running, nothing.
Wow.
I'm just shocked
that cough has not come again.
Has not come again.
Oh, church, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.
I really, really thank God.
You have no idea what it means for a child to be coughing.
For her, when she coughs, you could hear from her chest.
Chesty one, yeah.
We went to the hospital, they said it's an allergy.
Wow.
We treated it with a whole lot of medicine.
It comes and goes.
Yeah, it
but
comes
the
and
mantle
goes.
Worked the
Up
miracle.
Now, nothing,
I see the mantle
nothing.
Producing the miracle you need in the name of Jesus.
I really, really thank God for what he has done for my
Hallelujah.
And it reminds me of a testimony that our mother shared when we were growing up. She said, the first time when they introduced the old currency, that's 2000, the old currency, but then we were young. She got some, then she couldn't sleep for 1 week. The money would be on the bed, then she'd sit down looking at the money. And I remember now, this is the testament that God is giving. You know, I couldn't sleep the whole week. I was just thinking about this, and how come the girl could just stop
coughing
like that?
Suddenly stopped. I see God giving you a sudden miracle.
I really thank God.
Hallelujah.
If you are here, then you are expecting a miracle. Don't expect that you go out and receive that miracle. It's here that you receive
miracle
that miracle.
Is here.
Let all dwell here and receive our miracles. Amen.
Amen. Oh, church, put your hands together for a powerful miracle. Hallelujah. Into your sister, us and then a neighbor, Bessiaba, Oba Wapa, also a one day or Taba. Every week you be a Oba. Into no, or Mantle and Bishop Zima and Church, no, and Homachin or Zito Nakoko. Now cough, no, OCZ, hallelujah. No, today after a week, cough, and send the other day, be our coffee and send him baby, or the tune soon, or chim, and my boyfriend, no, or no me. But BJ's there, freedom time, no cough, and on baby, and I see you receiving your miracle in the name of Jesus. Let me quickly read this testimony, hallelujah. This is another breakthrough from the mantle, and I see you receiving another breakthrough from the miracle, hallelujah. She says, this year, I was thinking of what to do as an additional source of income. So I thought of buying and distributing eggs. I went around looking for customers, but I found none. All that I was hearing was, when I went around, was that we have people who are already supplying us eggs. The last Friday of the prayer and fast and the mantle's miracle night, Bishop Sam organized, I was there. I came with my mantle and anointing oil, not knowing the miracle that awaited me. The weekend after the half night, I was sleeping when Bishop Sam appeared in my dreams. Hey! I see Bishop appearing in your dreams. Bishop Sam gave me a specific direction in the dream. He said, go to this specific place in Tema, and the Lord will give you customers. Oh, church, put your hands together. Wow. Bishop appeared in her dreams and gave her a direction. The next day, when I was leaving the house, I thought of applying the mantle on my face and on my hands. As I was applying the mantle, I said, the God of Bishop Sam, who revealed this to me in my dream, let it be as your servant has declared. Oh, church, put your hands together for such faith. Hallelujah. When I went around the areas that were shown me in the dream, I was asking myself, who should I approach and talk to? Then I heard a voice, enter into this supermarket and tell them you distribute eggs. So I entered and introduced myself to a Chinese man. As soon as I finished saying why I was there, he said, next week Friday, bring us 100 crates of eggs. Oh, church, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey. People were telling her that we already have suppliers, but Bishop appeared in her dreams, gave her a direction, and then she was blessed. Hallelujah. She says, now I distribute 150 crates of eggs every Friday. Hallelujah. This is even not enough for the demand I have to meet. Sometimes I have to leave the house to avoid telling my customers that I don't have eggs for them. Hallelujah. The woman that I've been getting the eggs from asked me what was happening. I told her that it was the God of Bishop Sam. Hallelujah. So now whenever I go out to distribute the eggs, I use the mantle and it works powerfully. I just want to say a big thank you to Bishop Sam for allowing himself for God to use to bless me. Hallelujah. I love you, Daddy. And you know what she says? She says that, Daddy, you know things. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. Into your sister, us in there. No page, my fufu be a yen, and Yamina dum bishop, or Kai China were there, Mude, or started there, or Tony Chief for Yamina dum, Sisia, or supply in Chief for PM, Nelum Pasam Noir Tonudu. Yamiba more breaks to be about Tawodo, ever years to demo. So I want to encourage you, believe that you are in a good place. Believe that the words that we received from this podium is able to give us the miracles that we need. And I see you receiving a testimony in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible says the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Amen. Woo! If you read the word every day, it's going to direct your path. You're going to have a lot of deliverance and victories. Amen. To keep the devil away.
hallelujah, hallelujah, to keep the devil away.
You got to read a chapter a day
to keep the devil
away from me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, to keep the devil.
A child, I used to think that heaven is the sky above. One day, God will come from heaven, kill all the people, and take away their everything. Leading the Lord, the righteous may peace and joy. It's what He's given to everyone who trusts in Him. I know, and I can testify, a chapter a day will keep the devil away.
To read a chapter a day to keep the devil
away from me.
Away. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, oh.
To keep the devil.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Away.
You got to read a chapter a day. Oh,
to keep the devil
away from me. Yeah.
Tell the one for the chapter. That one wants to make it up really proper. You give give your life to Christ to flatter. We gotta read about the Bible with the key. I thought when I come out, I thought I already prayed to God. You never want to be sure if you want to play me, but it's in quite right. Everything is slow like that. I give my life to Christ and make it really pray to God. Even in life, God, no, I want to save you. You gotta read the gospel, the preach the last book, to make it everything what I speak with like stone. Because I pray gave to God to pray to you.
I remember when I was a child, I used to think that heaven is the sky above. One day, God will come from heaven, kill all the people, take away everything. Little I know, the righteousness, peace and joy is what He has given to everyone that trusts in Him. I know, I can testify, chapter a day we'll keep the devil away. You got to read a chapter a day to keep the devil away. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to keep the devil away. Say, you got to read a chapter a day. Oh, away from me.
Jesus.
You got to read a chapter a day.
See and kind chapter BID.
To keep the devil away from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't only sing it to. Make sure you really keep the devil away from you.
Amen.
Wow. Are you happy to be in church? Wonderful. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory for today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Let us take our seats. Wow. I know some people have gone out to gathering for TYMC.
But
I'll give the announcement. Those who have gone already are in it. Amen.
Amen.
But once again, I want to encourage you about the TYMC, the Transform Your Ministry Conference.
Transform Your Ministry Conference.
It is a must attend for every member of the church. Is there any member of the church sitting here today? If
you're
a member, give me a wave. You have received a blessing in Jesus' name. So this Transform Your Ministry is actually a convention and a program for all of us, even though it's extended to outsiders. So I want to encourage all of you. There are various forms of registration.
Registration in
that we are registering.
I had a register for.
I want you to be part of it. It's starting on Friday morning.
Friday.
But registration will start from 7 a.m.
Now, so registration, you better say 7 a.m.
And then the teaching will start 9:30. I want you to come and be blessed. Tell your friend that you always say you will come.
Tell your friend that
you always say you will come. But you don't come. Are you going to repeat it this time too? What the person say?
Then okay.
Tell the person that try and come throughout. It's just Friday, Saturday. And then Sunday.
Friday and Saturday we are.
By 5 p.m. we have finished everything.
And you may be
see, somebody is happy, but you are not happy. And I want to encourage you that during this Transform Your Ministry Conference.
That Transform Your Ministry Conference way.
We want every member of the church to be exposed to the materials in the house. Materials in the house means that the preaching messages of our daddy,
yeah, Papa, ni preaching, I will preach.
The books that have been written in the house, the other materials that we have in the house, the food that we have eaten and we have become like this. We want every member to be exposed to that thing. You know, there are some of you, I don't think you have even heard of Makane before. You have not heard of
Macarius,
Montano, all those things before, because you are new. So this is a time for you to come and top up and come to a certain level. So we have invited the Dagwood Mills Books Ministry to come.
You see,
you are clapping, but you let me finish here. You have invited, it's like wedding announcement, when everybody claps, but they don't care anyway. So I want all of you to come. The Dagwood Mills Books Ministry will come. They will come and set up here. The messages, some of the messages will be downloaded free of charge. If you have your own pen drive, they will give it to you free. So every message that Bishop has ever preached,
including
a 1989
messages,
you will get all. That's why you hear Brother Ishmael. And you hear PIC. I won't tell what PIC is. You get it. PIC means Pastor in Charge of Connections.
Wow. PIC.
You see, so come and get all those messages.
So
if you don't have your own pen drive, whatever, you pay something and you get a message.
So
you have
pen drive, so I bet you have a crazy.
And then books will be made available.
Books, no, see, the has a beton.
Video materials will be made available.
Any videos, Nina.
So come. And don't only come looking for free things. Come also with money to come and buy precious things. These are treasures that will keep you for life. Be wise like the merchant man who found a treasure on the field. He went and sold all that he had to come and buy that treasure. And that took him for the rest of his life. to come and arm yourself. Arm yourself to fight the devil. After reading a chapter a day, then you arm yourself also to fight the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you feel that it's a good thing to arm yourself?
So
this conference, look, many people outside our church are registered to come. But why should we sit down for people outside to come and enjoy the goodies at home? So make sure you are here, join the break, whatever, patronize everything that goes on. And you'll be blessed.
Amen.
How many of you are ready to hear the word of God? Amen.
Amen.
Now today we are going to preach for a very short time.
And then,
as I usually do. Amen. I always preach for a short time, about just 3 hours and we close. So we are going to preach for a short time today and we shall close. Amen.
Amen.
And today's message is a very, very, very important message.
Hallelujah.
How many of you want to see power in your life? You know, we have all kinds of power. We have political power. We have woman power. We have money power. We have manpower.
And you want Obama to me.
We have a lot of powers.
You to me, baby.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is also a power that is more powerful than every other power.
Now, to me, this is what I seen to me.
You will get to know that your whole life and your Christian work is about power play. It's about power play. And you need to have power. As a church, how many of you know that we need power?
Sir, sorry, so you're here to me.
We need to see power.
See who to me.
Power to overcome. Power to walk in victory. Power to succeed. Hallelujah. We need all these things. Hallelujah. But you see, you cannot have power. You cannot have strength. You cannot take the position you need to take in terms of the authority God has given to you if you allow Satan to be in your midst. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said that all power in heaven and in earth has been given to me. And then he gave it to us. He said, we shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon us. How many of you have received the Holy Spirit? You think the Holy Spirit is upon you? Then you have power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you cannot operate this power if you allow Satan a free hand and Satan to be in your midst. As a church, we have a lot of power. Power over devils. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you, there are some devils who have resisted you for years. When they come with you to church, they should not be able to have any authority over your life again. And that power must be in the church. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
That power must be in the church. And how many of you want to see that power in the church? Power to bring testimonies every day of your life. How many of you have faced some situations that you want to overcome? There are some situations you are facing. Somebody with political power can help you. But you don't need political power if you have the power of God. So we need power. And we need to operate in power. But as I said, we cannot do that if we allow the devil to have a free hand in our midst. To move freely amongst us. Hallelujah. So we need to deal with the devil. Stop the activities of Satan.
Now,
many of us also have got wrong ideas about what fights the church.
You see, in John chapter 6,
verse 70.
John 6:70.
It says that Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12? Have not I chosen you
12?
And yet, one of you, and one of you is a devil. I've chosen you, Jesus, I've chosen you. But one of you is a devil. Now, when God was describing who the devil was,
yes, not all churches said,
look at the next verse. One of you is a devil. And then he said, he spake of Judas Iscariot.
No, Kasafa, Judas Iscariot.
The son of Simon.
Oh, yes, Simon. Ba.
For he it was that should betray him. So Judas is actually being used to represent the devil.
It's not Judas.
But you realize that Jesus used betrayal.
Yes,
what makes the devil's presence among the 12 was not fornication, was not adultery, was not stealing, was not wearing jeans to come to church, or wearing t-shirt to come to church. The devil was depicted as a betrayer. You know, sometimes the devil himself will be standing with you. And you will never see, of course, I mean, it's not good, but I'm saying that you won't see in the Bible, of course, there are times, for instance, the Israelites were taught to fornicate and all those things, and they were defeated. And, I mean, all those things. It weakened them. They were not even, it weakened them. But often, the things that finally destroys people, what finally gives the devil an upper hand, are things that we don't even think about. For instance, if somebody comes to you to say some of the things I'm going to tell you today, you may even sell the person Coca-Cola at home and have a nice dinner. And when you go and see him off nicely and think that you have done something spiritual,
but
you have discussed the church and how bishop's preaching can be improved and how the ladies can dress well, how the dancing stars shouldn't shake their buttocks. You've discussed something good, but what you have actually done is that you are the devil. But that is what the devil will do. You see, you can't clap for yourself. What you have actually done is you are the devil. You get it? So the presence of the devil. Look, have you ever seen a hospital without sick people before?
Who hospital are you hoping?
Who has seen it? Then what's the use of a hospital?
And a hospital in Jinawama Ding.
Have you ever seen a church without sinners before?
Who are sorry about it for any?
There can never be a church without sinners.
I'm sorry, be anywhere about it for him.
We always have sinners with us.
I am sorry, they are born for us.
We have people who need to be reformed with us. We always have people whose dresses need to grow before with us. We always have breasts that must be arranged before with us. Breasts that must be arranged properly. We always have it with us. Till we are conformed to the image of Christ. So every day something takes place. That's why it's a church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But once people are being reformed and conforming to Christ, the image of Christ, you can be the devil. Who can stop them? Stop the strength of the church. Stop the flow of the church. When Jesus said one of you is a devil, you would have thought they said one of you go and take somebody's wife.
Is that not
what you think? Oh, religious, super spiritual sister, brother. That's what you'll be thinking about. But he was talking about somebody who betray. Somebody who go and gossip. Somebody who's the devil? That's the devil.
Amen.
Amen.
So, until the devil is removed from our midst, we can see power. Eli, are you hear what I'm saying? So, all of us, how many of you want the devil to dine with you? Nobody. How many of you don't want the devil to dine with you?
Okay.
How many of you want power to get your job?
Hey.
Recently, something happened. And I needed to exercise power. Not power as any political, but power of the Holy Ghost. Hey! Something happened. Very wild. And I stood and I said something. I said, in the name of Jesus. And I won't tell you what it is, but it happened. Because there was an exercise of power. May you stand and say, in the name of Jesus, I have stopped going for interviews and they will tell me that you are on waiting list. And by the time I realize the work has started and I've not been called, you need to exercise some power in your room. Lift up your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I exercise power and authority. Hey, but how do we have that one? Revelation chapter 12. And these things I'm saying, they are part nuggets. Can you have the book Victory Secrets? Nuggets of the book Victory Secrets.
That
we even had for a month of fasting this year. Nuggets of it. Hallelujah.
Yeah, fasting. Yeah,
everything you need is somewhere. That's I said, this transform. Don't lose it.
Transform.
Make you not left yourself. Revelation 12 verse 10. It says that, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven. A loud voice in heaven. Now is come. Now is come. Salvation. And strength. And the kingdom of our God. And the power of his Christ.
Any Christ to me.
Why? For the accuser of our brethren. Accuser of the brethren is cast down. Which accused them before God. Day and night. You see, Satan tried several times to kill Jesus. Do you know that? Satan tried several times to kill Jesus. But he didn't succeed. It was when he used his last card. And what was his last card? Accusation.
The last card, he said, "Obebu na ten."
You see, accusation is the highest manifestation.
So, Obebu obi aten ebi bias e di ankasa
of the presence of Satan.
And a chesus abon saman kasaba.
So the Bible is saying that until the devil was cast down,
and because he said abon san ye ye ba ebo formu,
we are symbolized by the accuser.
Oyo obi a obu nkrofo aten no.
Accusation. Pointing of fingers.
No, they inside church now also.
Always saying something about something.
No, kasetia unkrofo.
If you allow the person to be in your midst,
so jaima sani pani betina intimwa.
It can never work.
Intimi nyejuma.
So they started seeing power.
It's almost shasi somu hutu me.
And you see, until you start seeing power,
enkosi si ebe hutu me no.
You are not fully experiencing your salvation.
And
that says, now is come. Now is come salvation. Look, salvation is a very powerful thing. When they say salvation, salvation is what you say, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. Even as your soul also prospered. You see, it's a threefold blessing. Salvation of your soul. Good health. And your prosperity is all part of salvation. So the day Jesus set you free, you were free from all problems. Not only were your sins forgiven, not only were your sins washed away, but you were also freed from a lot of things that keep you down, that keeps you from progressing. But you see, you can't fully experience your salvation until the accuser, the devil, is thrown away from your midst. So say, now is salvation. Some of us, we are born again in our homes, but the problems we are facing, nobody is attracted to come to church with you. Because there's nothing about your salvation to encourage somebody to say that, I will go and follow whatever God you are serving. Are you understanding me? So power will come. Strength will come when the accuser is thrown away. And we know that accuser is the devil. And there are several things. You see, the presence of the accuser stops the unity of the church. And as a church, we need to be united. Listen, even Satan knows this strategy. Satan knows the secret of spiritual power, which is also in this book. One of the secrets of victories. The secret of spiritual power. Some of you think the secret of spiritual power is going to be Sakawa people. There are powers. Some people have the secret of the source of their power. Sometimes it works for them. But as we, as Christians, we also have our spiritual power, and Satan even knows it. And he uses it. Let's read Revelation 16, which is
Revelation 16.
A few verses, and Revelation 16.
Revelation 16.
And I saw three unclean spirits, like frost, come out of the mouth of the
dragon.
Hallelujah. I saw three unclean spirits come out of the mouth of the dragon. Revelation 16, come out of the mouth of the dragon. And out of the mouth of the beast. And out of the mouth of the false prophet. So you see that in this verse 13, there are three people who have been mentioned, and all of them are speaking the same things. All of them are speaking the same things. He said that I saw three unclean spirits, you see, like frost, come out of the mouth of one, the
dragon,
and two, out of the mouth of the beast, and three, out of the mouth of the false prophet. What does it mean?
As
it all of them were speaking the same
things.
And he said, for they are the spirits of devils. They are the spirit of devils, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them for battle. So one of the things you are seeing here is that they are speaking the same things. Hallelujah. And for you to speak the same thing is powerful. God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10, Paul says, look at the same principle in 1 Corinthians 1:10.
Paul can 1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
Chapter 1 verse 10.
He said that, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all do what? That's all. That ye all do what? Some of you are still not speaking. Some of you are still not speaking. That ye all do what?
Speak the same thing.
speak the same thing. Hallelujah. Look, it is a very, very powerful spiritual principle. Which works even for good and for bad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you learn to speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you.
You
see, the only reason you cannot speak the same thing is when you are divided. When you are divided. Hallelujah. And said, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind. And the same judgment. So say we have the same mind. Therefore, we say the same thing. Even if you don't say that the person says it, you see that your mind will be with him. Because your judgments are the same. And it's a very powerful strategy for a spiritual power. Hallelujah. When you speak the same things. Do you remember when the people who were building the Tower of Babel? How many of you remember? How many
of
you were alive around that time? Okay. But when you were building the Tower of Babel. Did you say the Bible said that these people, what they have purpose to do, nothing can stop them from achieving. Because they have one language. It means they are saying the same thing. Genesis 11, you can find it there. You are saying the same thing. What they have purpose to do in their hearts. They can't be stopped. So how did God stop it? God sent a spirit to divide and to disunite them. So they were not speaking the same thing. It's when you speak the same thing that you see the power come. And so this one to the Bible is saying that we should speak the same thing. When the three evil spirits came, they always speak the same thing. And it produced certain things. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It produced a lot of things. One of the things it produced miracles. But the Bible said that for they are spirits of devils working miracles. Look, if we say the same things, we believe the same things. We have the same mind. Of course, based on the Bible. We shall produce miracles. And how many of you want to see miracles in your life? Are you not sick and tired of the things you are going through? Yes, that is why you don't have to allow the devil to move freely in our midst. So, by the close of this service, we have to arrest the devil. We have to neutralize him in our midst. So that we can see the miracles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, another thing that was happening was that he said that they were able to gather crowds. Because he said that which go forth unto the kings of earth and the whole world to gather them. This one, he gathered them of for a bad thing. But he realized that when you have that unity of purpose, you can gather crowds. Hallelujah. Listen, if Pastor leaders have the same mind and speak the same things and cast out the accuser, cast out the devil. Because sometimes, this powerful thing of gathering people, Satan can come in and start doing things, suggest things to you. Why are we suffering like that? Why are we the ones who should wake up at dawn and go and gather people? And he will ask you, are you not the one? How do you pay for the buses? Hey, they say we should pay it. They say we should pay. You see, meanwhile, you don't have any problem with that too. But that somebody comes to whisper in your ears. Suddenly, monkey the web, baboon the chop.
What's a monkey the web, baboon the chop?
Even we can't go and meet praise and worship. Now we can't do anything. And there are people too, they don't see what we are doing. You see, so immediately you should know that Satan has come to you. Look, if you come and tell me that you saw somebody committing fornication, I will call the person and pray for the person. And then hope and counsel the person. But if you come and tell you saw an accuser, I will drive the accuser out of the church. Because he or she is more dangerous than what you are thinking. That is the devil. That one is the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you imagine? Look at how beautiful these young people have come to church and they are dancing in the church. Beautiful. Who otherwise would have been in other places doing bad things. And then
the
accuser will come and start accusing them. Why are they singing like that in the church? Why are they doing like that in the church? You have not even brought one single soul to church before. And you don't know how these people's lives are being changed. You are the devil. You are the devil. And you are the one we should cast out of the church. You are the devil. You are spoiling the church. You are spoiling the gathering. And one of these, we shall carry you and throw you out of the church. I want to be there. Away with you. When you go, you will see that now is come salvation. And you shall see more people will come to the church. But your presence is spoiling the church. You are talking to pastoral leaders. You are not allowing them to work. And
pastoral
leaders, any devil that comes your way, don't be wiser than God. God didn't entertain Satan. He cast him out. Because he knew the potential danger Satan could bring in. Look at, even by the time he saw Satan, he took a quarter out. Look, God's church. God's church, Chapel International.
God's church.
Jesus was the chief usher.
Na Yesu Krampo Yasha, chief usher.
Holy Ghost was the worship leader. And God himself was the pastor who was preaching.
And
doing marriage counseling. And all sort of counseling. Satan managed to talk to a third of them. He managed. Accusation is a very powerful thing.
So
the pointing of fingers. Whisperings.
Look.
Look, if somebody in the church has committed fornication and is pregnant,
so be about your minus on your mind.
Can't we all see?
Yeah,
it's not cassava. It's only cassava that goes into the ground. The pregnant, we shall all see. Then we shall talk to the person. Then we shall pray for forgiveness of the person. But if somebody is in the midst of the congregation, going from person to person, gossiping and sowing seeds of discord, is that person not more dangerous than the person who has done that? And yes, Satan will make you think that more sinner than you.
The fornicator is much more of a sinner.
The Jamambafo is a sinner, but you are the devil.
Yes. Yes.
You are the devil himself.
Yes.
And God just change them. Look, if Basenta leaders have not allowed certain people to be amongst you, by now your Basenta should have been more than what you see. But you have allowed the accuser. You have allowed the devil to come to you. You think we don't know?
Where is he in him?
You have allowed the devil to come. Well, we know. Amen. We know now. And you see, from today, you should be able to come to us and say, Bishop, I need mantle.
And so,
to cast the devil. And I said, who is the devil? Then you measure the devil's name. This percentage is my devil.
When is
the devil? Is the devil? Then I'll tell you. I'll tell you. You don't need a mantle. You need four strong men. They will carry him and throw him out of the place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then fox.
I say fox.
You sit down. Hey, fox.
Fox.
If we shall speak the same things, and not, you know what it means for a group of people to gather. Look, I have seen people who have believed God for marriages, they never got married. Ever since we came as gathering, some of them are married. Some of them are God beloved. Why? Because now so many people are coming together. So we have even some of them have gotten married here recently. But they never got
beloved.
And more are coming. Great blessing. So if you allow people to cast them, to sow this seed, it's your marriage that you are throwing away. Some have gotten jobs. Some have gotten jobs. Because we are many. In banks and also many other places. And you are there. You are the Satan. You are the devil. You are being a man of because of what? Because of what?
Dainty.
Don't bring yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Fox.
Fox.
If fox will have the same mind and speak the same things, the testimonies will be having here.
And
the power will be having here.
Charlie,
there are people. Why is it that every time by 6 o'clock, where the credit, taking the credit. I should go and call 5 people and tell them why.
Yes, can you go for them?
Which church? If they can't do the work, they must go somewhere.
I'm on your journey. Yes, I'm on your
journey. Yep, go somewhere. You see, meanwhile, you see, if you are saying the same thing,
see, I can't ascend back one.
You see, the secret of something I'm going to tell you is that. You'll be surprised that even when we are seeing the same thing, the money you need for your bus center, a miracle will happen for you even to have a free bus. But because the accuser has been allowed to be moving freely, that's why you're not getting a certain kind of miracle in your bus center. In your fox. That's why you are not getting it. So if you're a fox, and you are in your house,
that's how we feel.
And they call us, so bring the list of the members who are, you are supposed to fox them. You have forgotten to be friends to them. Please don't take this word and go and do bad things. So that's what I mean. You are supposed to be their friends. And we don't account for them. And you are complaining and membrane. You are the devil. Jesus said, Jesus, before he chose the 12 people, he prayed all night. And yet one of them was a devil. So as for devils being here, recently a friend of mine was telling me, a very anointed pastor was telling us,
no, yeah, or your sophobi.
He made an altar call for weed smokers in his church. And over 30 people came forward. And wow. One of you is a devil. But that is not even the same as the devil. Are you, ask your friend, but sitting there, your eyes like that, are you the devil?
Because I don't know what you say. No,
how many devilish activities have you undertaken since you joined the church? I'm not saying how many sins have you committed, how many devilish activities. When the pastor preaches, they go and gather people and also tell them another thing. Fight against the
way
that the pastor is preaching. And people want to see their breakthrough. People have come for oil. People have come for marriage. Oil. And you are stopping it. Please, these are the ones stopping it. Oh. These are the ones stopping it.
Women perform on says
Amen.
Amen.
So you need that we speak the same thing. Let me read one last verse and we close. Revelation chapter 17,
Revelation
1 to 17, 3.
1 to 3.
Revelation 17. No, you see, because we want to see power. Power and might
belongs to our God forever and ever. Amen.
Power and might. Sense power because the accuser of the brethren, with accusing the brethren day and night before God, is going to be cast out.
And
there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee judgment of the great hall that sitteth upon many waters. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The next verse. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and dead with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination, having a golden cup in her hand. Let's wait, let's end
there.
You see how beautifully and wonderfully the woman was dressed. These devils, when they come, you can't see them. They are attractive. They are wearing glasses.
Glass.
Somebody has removed her glasses. They are wearing wigs.
Wig.
They are wearing ties. They have done nice makeup.
Makeup.
They have shaved their beard and left them. Other side like this, looking nice. But Bible say what?
Bible say
full of names of blasphemy. The devils, when they come in, especially when they come to gossip to you.
So
I know, sister. How are you doing?
And saying
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Church was nice, oh. Very nice today. But anyway,
now so
if only we could do away with this, it would be nice. Then you too.
Now for also,
you are Satan's cousin.
So already
you are ready for Satan to come and put garbage in you.
Okay, my bon summer can you
make it? Say bad news. Oh yeah. You're also thinking about certain things, eh?
Now can we be?
Then suddenly garbage comes from both of you.
Nothing you may be a
and you are corrupted. Full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns.
Our 18:7.
And let's jump to verse 12. And the Bible said, and the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, But receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast.
Now, so Monsa can to me say a handful.
They have been given some small power.
Yeah, mama to me can crabby.
You know, sometimes God gives people some small power.
And remember, Yamima and Crawford to me can crabby.
Even Ghana, we give people some small power.
Ghana, we are bank for me to me.
We give some 4 years.
Yeah, maybe move 4 years.
We give some 2 years.
Even Yamama 2 years.
We give you 4 years.
The amount of 4 years. Sir.
We give you 2 years.
The amount of 2 years.
You cannot tell us whether we give you 8 or 4. We will give it to you. Depending on how we think you are doing. So we give you power for a time and season. You know, and when you take it, you use it.
Now buy and
use it anyhow. Be proud. Be proud. We can decide that it's 4, it's 8, it's 16. 16 plus 4 is what? 20. We can decide all those things we give you.
If you do our better now, so.
You know you give. You know that. You give. Oh.
Yeah, near this to me no
more. You give.
Yeah, near the mom.
Yeah. You get it. Power, power for short time. Power. Say, and the 10 horns with thou sawest. Are 10 kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour. Just 1 hour. Hey. Even taxi drivers, when they get power, you see how
taxi
they
drivers from to me.
We are all the same. So one day I saw a taxi driver was demonstrating power.
Me who said taxi driver, no
I said, if this person becomes a minister one day,
and I'm catching him, sir, Papa, you'll be a minister, Debbie.
Who'll be worse than the whoever is there now.
And yeah, me say,
nobody is different from anybody. We have. Anyway. So, receive power as 1 hour with the beasts.
To me, Emreti Awabi.
1 hour with the beast. Then listen, you go to the next verse. It says that beasts have one mind.
Beasts
have one mind. And shall give their power and strength unto the beast. You see, this is maximum unity. Even the devils know that if we give power and we all have one mind, to the head,
near the mark,
to lead us, we shall go places. Even the devil knows when they had their power. And you see, Christians, everybody gets a small power. I should get my own church. I should get my own ministry. My wife should be the first lady. I should have bodyguards. I should have pictures all around.
One hour,
you can't give your power to the one person
to
use.
Everybody.
And that's why there's no power. Revelations. Let's go to verse 17 in closing. Are you understanding the preaching?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
If you are the devil, you can walk out and go. When you go, now shall be salvation. For God had put in their hearts. Listen to this revelation. For God had put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be filled. Which means God wanted to do something. But the only way he could do through the beast was for them to have one mind. And when they had the one mind, the will was filled. Hallelujah. So dear friend, we don't need to let the devil be free in our midst. Many people call us the loyalty church. We don't care a hoot. We are the church that does not allow Satan to walk in our midst. Do you think that we will be able to do what we have done if we're disunited as a church? This person is here. Will you see what we are seeing today? I have seen churches who have started to build. 20 years, the church is the same. Even roof, they can't roof it. 20 years, I pass every day, I see it. Decorated block work. Block work without roof, decorated. 2 years. Look at what the Lord. That is manifestation of power of unity. That is it. You want to see power? That is manifestation. How does Bishop go all over the world? Do you see the number of people? Recently, he was in a place. They said that even when Bonke came here, you couldn't gather such crowd. Do you think he will be able to do that if all those God has given to him have not given their power and their mind to him to work as one people? Do you think all those souls will be saved? Oh. Those souls will not be saved. And let me tell you something. In case you thought you have done anything, look at the empty chairs at the back. And not all our chairs are even in. So we are going to have more chairs here. We have a lot of work. This is not the time for you to allow the devil to be operating in our midst. Are you here with me?
Amen.
So Jesus said, have I not chosen you? I prayed and chose you. And yet, one of you is a devil. And the devil was not a fornicator. The devil was an accuser. A betrayer. One who causes disunity and disaffection in the church. And the only way God did solve that problem. What did God do? God cast him out. In French, they say chasser de moquer. Parlez vous français?
In French, no.
Chasser le moquer. Oh, nous français? Okay. Très bien. Ampé. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, what do we have to do?
Then I say,
we need to get the devil. Got to get the devil away. To get the power. We need. Hallelujah. To get the power. We got to cast the devil away. To get the power. We need hallelujah, to get the power. We need,
you have to cast the devil away, to get the power. We need hallelujah, to get the power. To cast the devil away, to get the power. We need hallelujah, to get the power. We need.
The Bible says,
Bible can say,
mark those who cause division. Mark them. And do what? Mark those who cause division. And avoid them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans 16:17. It says that, now I beseech you, brethren, do what? Do what?
Mark them.
Which cause division and offenses and advise them. Is that what the Bible says? And advise them. Are you sure? Look, I'm looking forward to the day that someone will come and stand in front of me and come and talk to me about this lady.
So we be jam in chaka safa natli hu achre me.
Say you be dey ko concern achre me.
Say you are coming to gossip about her to me.
That day will be your last.
Sada no one ka so be nu hu.
And so, Pastor, if I say something wrong, I shouldn't come and tell
you.
There's a way, you see, anything you tell
me,
then know it from today, I'm going to tell the person. You can never come and tell
me
and say, please don't tell it. What do you mean? Am I a garbage can?
Me bola.
We will tell. Please, I don't want to tell her. I saw her. They mark them and advise them. Take them to the counseling department. Let them advise them. Say, mark them and do what? So Forbes.
Percentile leaders.
Mark those who are causing division. Amazing praise choir. Mark those sweet influences. Mark and avoid. When you see them here, pass here.
Hey,
you devil, go away from me. Hey! Potential danger. Red lights like that. Don't.
How
many of you are changing from today?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the only unfortunate thing is that Satan can't repent. But. But your knowledge has come. You have changed. Hallelujah. That's the life. You know what? I see a group of people who are gathering every day. And every time they meet among what they talk among themselves. The fact that God is opening doors. They're experiencing power. They are living well. They are sharing miracles. That is what I'm believing God for. So when they are coming to church, they are so happy to come and rejoice in church. That is what we are looking for. That's why we don't want this Satan to be set loose among us. In the name of Jesus. Father. All devils and agent of the devil who work amongst us in the midst of us, spoiling the fellowship of the brethren, we bind, we neutralize, and we cast them out in the name of Jesus, so that we shall see salvation, power. We shall see strength, the power of His Christ in our midst. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Amen.
And sit in your power that God has set you free. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You are blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Now I want to close. You must be happy you came to church. How many of you are not happy you came to church today?
You mind any ninja say about sorry?
How many are happy you came to church today?
You mind any ninja say any about sorry?
Father,
Eja,
for every hand that is stretched,
and Sabia almost be
drop a wonderful miracle into that hand. The topmost desire, the topmost need, Asha, hey, stand and receive it yourself. The utmost desire, the utmost need of this soul,
Sakrai.
Drop it in the hand right now. In the name of Jesus. May we hear of testimonies, blessings, and of miracles. And now, Lord, deliver from every plan of the enemy.
Cause
anybody here to cry. Anybody here to be sad. Deliver in the name of Jesus. And bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Now, before you go, if today is your first time of coming here, and you also invited anybody here today, take your Bible, take your everything. But if today is the first time of coming here, somebody invited you and you came, or you invited somebody, the person came, or you came yourself, give me a wave. Today is your first time of coming. Give me a wave. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Take your Bible, take your bag, take everything, and come. I have a special gift for you. Please, ladies, can you come with the books? Come to the front here. If you also invited them, you can come with them. Today is your first time of coming. You raise your hand, come to the front.
Put your hands together for them as they come. God bless you. Put your hands together for them. Don't stop, please. Encourage them. If you brought any of these ones, and please, if any is standing without anybody standing behind, maybe the person came on his or her own, somebody should stand behind the person. God bless. Oh, wow. This church has stopped clapping for souls. Pastors, can I have somebody to help them so that those who are coming for the first time will stand in front? And those who are invited them will stand behind them. Come with your Bible. Come with your everything that you came with today. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Your first time, give them the books. Don't fill the form in it yet. We'll give you the opportunity to fill it later. God bless you. God bless you. Please make sure that everybody has somebody standing behind him or her. Thank you, Catch Sisters. Those of you standing here, I want to lead you in a very powerful prayer. And after that, you go to the room there. You help you to fill your forms. Share a word or two with you. Those who invited you are also going with you. Any questions you want to ask, you can ask. And we want to encourage you to come to church again next week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you come again next week.
So
I want to encourage. How many of you enjoyed coming to church? You enjoyed coming? Which part did you enjoy? The dancing? You look like somebody who want to dance. Sweet influence. And this one is the dancing. This sweet influence. That's why. Dancers, who did you bring? Dancing stars. Who's a dancing star here? You have been saved, you people. Wonderful. I want you to say this prayer. And we welcome you to join this family. Say this with me. Let's close our eyes and say it together. Say, Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
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 It's my day.
It's my day.
And today.
And today.
Me too.
Me too.
I am accepting Jesus.
I am accepting Jesus.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
Today.
Today.
My life will change.
My life will change.
And you'll be mine.
And you'll be mine.
And I'll be yours.
And I'll be yours.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
That he is the Son of God.
That he is the Son of God.
He died for my sins.
He died for my sins.
I confess.
I confess.
With my mouth.
With my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Everybody open your mouth and say that Jesus.
That Jesus
is Lord.
Is Lord.
And today.
And today.
I take this Jesus.
I take this Jesus.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Please.
Munka uchi mundi metika se eradi Yesu. Metawase. Sodimaba, sorry.
Sodimaba.
Amabetie wasem.
Amabetie
wasem.
Ene.
Mede makuma mao.
Mede makuma mao.
Mesrew.
For
me born in a chemi. Natural me din.
Natural
me. Ewan kwahumanim.
Ewan.
Abunsam.
Abunsam.
Menya udie biom.
Menya udie.
Maye Yesu dear.
Maye Yesu.
Me fa Yesu.
Me fa Yesu.
Se me krajen kwan.
Se me krajen.
Medawase.
Medawase.
So I am a body for fro.
So I am a body.
Ewa Yesu din. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International at Bay Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abbey Dawenia. God bless you. Active Word.